It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. And today, we have a kind of a heavy agenda. First of all, for those people that have the negative thinking about ethanol, think, folks, have common sense. If ethanol was so bad, why is the Indy 500 cars running on ethanol? They've been on ethanol for the last 2 years, and they're not having any problems with it, and those cars cost millions of dollars. Now why would they put in fuel that will damage the engine? You know, I was told by one person that they don't want to run ethanol because it'll damage their engine. Brazil has been on 100% ethanol for the last 45 years or more. So they must have a whole load of damaged engines if ethanol damages the engine. What does damage the engine is the gasoline. It's just the opposite. Okay, you know, they were saying about how the ethanol eats up the rubber hoses, the carburetor and whatnot. That's not true. Just because the announcement of ethanol was going to be put in the gas, every Tom, Dick and Harry blames all the troubles on the ethanol. It's not. How do we know what else beside the ethanol the oil companies put into the fuel? How do we know? So you cannot just blame ethanol. In fact, this one guy from the Mustang Club, I told him, you come on down to my office, I have ethanol in a plastic, a clear plastic bottle. It's been there since January this year, with a rubber hose, some steel bolts and aluminum piece and fiberglass, and it's not deteriorating. Nothing's happening to it. Now, who made any tests on ethanol before they blamed ethanol? The small engine clinic, the mechanics, every Tom, Dick, and Harry blamed the ethanol. But who took the time and effort to check if it is for real before just jumping to conclusions? Good thing they're not doctors. Think about that. Okay? Ethanol does not damage engines, folks. It's the gasoline that is damaging engines. There's a chemical in there that the oil companies put in that is damaging everything. Not the ethanol. Okay? The other thing that I wanted to bring up is if your car requires 5W20 and you're using the 5W20 Royal Purple, until we get an answer, I recommend not using it. We're coming across more and more engines being damaged by the oil. And I don't know what's up with that, but don't use the 5W20. 20. Okay? The cost of rail. They're all talking about doing the rail. Now, come on, folks. When did the state of Hawaii ever come in at the budget or under the estimated cost for anything? Anything. Look at the H3 freeway. The most expensive freeway in America. Did it come in at the estimated cost? No. What makes you think the rail is going to come in at estimated cost? No way. No way. No, I don't think so. I know it won't. Okay? So, anyway, I don't think we can afford it. The cost is just horrendous. As far as the traffic, well, this old French guy long time ago, back in the 70s, made a survey. He made a study of the traffic in Hawaii. And he said, you let the traffic bear what it can bear. And it makes sense, because he said, if you take off 1,000 cars from the freeway, 1,000 more will take his place. Because the ones that are not using their cars and they don't want to fight the traffic are staying home or going at another time or catching the bus. But if they see the freeway open, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go on the freeway. Okay? It's common sense. Anyway, what do we know, right? They're engineers. They know that you make a rail, everybody will leave the freeway and go on the rail. You're right. And the freeway will be open, wide open, just for certain individuals? I don't think so. Okay. Damien Farias gave me a good, a suggestion. He said that I should ask you listeners what you want me to cover next week. In that way, the shy people don't have to call in. Okay? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. That's another thing. The people outside of Hawaii have been saying I should mention 808 so that they know what the area code is. Yeah, makes sense, yeah? 808-296-5467 is our number. Give us a call if you have a question, recommendation, or whatever. Okay? That's 808-296-5467. A good friend of mine had passed away this past Wednesday. And at this time, if Chaz is ready, I'd like to do a small memorial for Alvin Kubo. Al Kubo was an avid racer. He loved racing, maybe more than most of us. He had problems with his lungs and had a lung transplant last year. He was looking great. He was on my show 2 weeks ago. And I thought, wow, he got a second life. And he also believed that God gave him a second life. He was planning on taking his race car to Maui to fire it up and make a lot of noise for the island of Maui. Damien Farias from Maui Toyota was trying to make the arrangements so that the funny car could go there. But Alvin Kubo was a really nice guy. Helped a lot of people. And he had seen the light of what life is about. As I've told you before, life is so precious. don't waste time. Because once it's time, then it's too late. So at this time, I would like to give Al Kubo a fun, fun aloha and a fast trip to heaven. Aloha, Al. Okay, we couldn't go to dead air, so that CD was made by George Y.L. Ali and Wendell Kwan, two more great people that know about the old racers and the dinosaurs, like Errol Char and Damien Farias, two old dinosaurs. Now, the dinosaurs are falling down and making oil because we're running out of oil. So, anyway, big mahalo to George Y. Ali Ali and Wendell Kwan, the two guys that did the Nifty 50s bash in October. And if you missed it, odd luck, you got to wait till next year. It was really fun. Okay, so, anyway, take care of each other, folks. Because life is really short. And life is so precious. Oh! Welcome, Wanda. The show starts at 1 o'clock, you know. Not at 1:15. Yeah, Rolly's rolling over there on the ground laughing. Anyway, who do we have on the line? Wanda?
We have Dwayne from Aina Haina.
Hi, Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Okay, I got a 2004 Nissan Frontier, changing transmission, filter, and oil, and also the coolant. What do you recommend for a truck like that? What type?
For the trans, automatic trans oil?
Yeah, automatic trans.
I would recommend AMS oil.
AMS oil.
Right.
Okay, and also antifreeze?
Antifreeze, you can use the AMS oil or Toyota.
Toyota.
Or okay. Honda.
Or Honda. And yeah. You know where I can get these at, or the AMS oil? Or
the AMS oil you can call Chuck's Corvette.
Oh, okay. I know where that's at. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have George from the Big Island.
Hey, George.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Okay.
You know, there's a gas station here on my street. They shut down the pumps, put in new pumps. Next, you know, they're breaking the concrete again. The place is closed up for a week. I went into the store, asked them, oh, how come? What's going on with the pumps? They said, oh, the ethanol and eat up all the rings and everything already in 1 week. And I was like, you guys spoil it, so I don't know.
No. That's what they assume. You see, the oil companies will not let the people of Hawaii know that they're putting in some junk in there that is supposed to buffer the melting of your pistons.
Right.
Because back 6 years ago when they were mandated to put in ethanol,
right.
They asked the state of Hawaii if they could lower the octane three numbers across the board.
Right.
And anything under 87 will melt your piston.
I just thought it was kind of odd that the employees just had the facts right away, you know, and said, oh, the thing melted in a week. And said, how could it just melt in a week then if it was all brand new system? It's just so retarded, you know, but that's what they're telling people. But to me, that's kind of like wrong, you know.
It is wrong. And for that matter, depending on the brand of gas, Aloha, 76 Union, and Chevron has just about 2% only.
Yeah.
That's only a drop of ethanol.
Yeah, see, and they're converting into the Aloha just bought them out, so I'm thinking, should I fill up there anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, but okay, the other thing about the rail, you're right, you know, the cost is going to be so huge. You know, for example, people don't understand the cost of living doubles every 15 years.
That's right.
So So, and they said this rail project thing going to take, what, oh, once a decade or something to get established. So, you know, and then I also don't think it's fair, because if the state has to pick up the tab, that means people like me on the Big Island, now we're going to have to pay for something we're not using. You know,
that's right.
They're going to tax the outer islands.
And that's right.
Yeah, and we already don't have an idea, you know, what's going to happen with the economy as it is, because there's no budget in Washington and everything to run mm-hmm. the government. So, you know, until things settle down, then I think we can talk about big projects. But until, you know, we're not making any surpluses, that's insane for, you know, the new governor and his buddy over there, Carlisle, to say,
you know
start building projects.
If these politicians had brains,
right?
Okay, if they had brains.
Right.
Okay, the tourists that come here to visit beautiful Hawaii, in their mind, a lot of them think we still live in grass shacks.
Yeah, so they're coming here for that, you know?
Yeah, and if they come here and they see a rail and see high-rises, forget it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And they're already getting taxed up the gazoo already. I used to work at the airport. After they paid their bill at the rental car, they're all complaining they're not going to come back again because they had so much taxes with the new rental car fee and all this stuff, so they're all upset leaving anyway. So.
Yeah, see, these politicians have no brains on how to make money except rip us off.
Yep. So people, just try to save your money. Listen to George. You know, of course, we got to support our local business, but I don't see us, you know, coming out of this thing anytime soon. You know.
Well, we're trying to do ethanol,
and
our ethanol project from the Big Island to Kauai will create 3,000 new jobs.
See? Yeah, you know, plus we got to make good use of this kind of new technology. We
can't
depend on this oil, guys, forever. You know,
that's right.
Why we have a lot of these wars and things going on. It's all beefing for oil.
That's right.
You know? So, and plus, we're way out here in this Pacific. You know, what if the oil gets shut down?
That's right. Then what?
Where are we going? But, George, you got the best show. You know, I dig your crew over there. So, you guys keep up the good work and have a happy holiday.
Mahalo. Same to you.
Okay, take care. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
We'll be right back after this short message from Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing good, George, and I'm sorry to hear about Al. As we get older, it seems like more common, but you never get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You know me. I'm hardly at a loss for words. I know what I want to say, but I can't say it. I mean, I'm not finding the words. So it's just sad, and it just reminds me to remind everybody that, like we always say, share the moments with your family and your friends.
That's right.
Because you never know. You never know. I mean, young kids, you know, when we're young, we just think we're bulletproof and everything's forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, it's sad, but it's the way of the world. Nobody lives forever. So grab onto those moments. He's going to be missed. He was a great guy. Do you know what they're going to, are they going to do any special ceremony or anything for him?
I don't know.
Because I know he was talking about taking his car out, you know, to shake some windows. So that would be kind of nice. But anyway, you know, on that note, I'll just go quietly today. And again, to Al and his family, my condolences. And he's in my prayers. And take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Yeah, I was listening to KGU instead of you. I'm really sorry to hear about Al Kubo. Just 2 weeks ago, we were talking about restoring some good old times.
Yep.
And sorry to hear about that. Aloha oi to Al Kubo and his family. And I called to make some suggestions for your shows.
Okay.
I like car racing, and so I wonder if you could have a show that describes things like what a Hemi engine is, what Hurst shifters are. What are the ratios for your differentials, things like that, when you're considering a race car?
Okay.
And, we'll do next week's race car. Stuff like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Good suggestion. Thanks. Okay. Who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. Sorry to hear about Al Kubo. Anyway, I got a suggestion. Not for you, but mainly for other people with kids in schools, especially in high school. I was thinking, you know, I noticed a lot of these schools have horticulture and they grow like corn and stuff like that. And I was thinking a good science project would be if they grew sugarcane to make ethanol.
Great idea.
And they could make a science project out of that, and they could show what the yield is per, you know, acre or something, using the data and, you know, how much it would cost and stuff like that, you know?
A great idea.
And that way the kids will be doing two things. I mean, you know, they'll be learning about ethanol, and also they, you know, we'd be doing the green clean thing, you know, trying to go to an alternative fuel.
Yep.
So I kind of want to plant that seed in all these parents listening, because I know the kids are not listening. If they got kids, tell them, hey, why don't you do a science project about doing sugarcane into ethanol? Or even maybe have one school versus another school. They do one does it with sugarcane, another school does it with corn, and they could compare
the mileage.
Yeah, stuff like that. Anyway, that's just the suggestion I have.
Great idea.
Okay, George, you take care.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you got any suggestions, questions, whatever. Okay? And again, this Saturday show is dedicated to Alvin Kubo. He passed away Tuesday. So, anyway. Moving along, aside from the ethanol stuff, cell phones. Lots and lots of you don't answer your cell phones. I said it, I think last week, there was a story that came to me from the mainland where a young boy got into a car accident. He didn't know if he's going to make it.
He tried desperately to call his mom, to tell his mom that he loved her, and tell her that he don't know if he's going to make it, and all that stuff. The mom got the call, looked, oh, that's just her son, so she didn't answer. But on the answer was her son's voice telling her goodbye. When she got to the hospital, he had already passed away. So folks, if it's too humbug to answer that phone, throw it away. Don't have one. Okay, let's go to the next call.
Bill from Waikiki.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, I've got a question relating to oil changes in general. But they sell products that you're supposed to use before you do an oil change. It's called a motor flush.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing to do or not?
I don't recommend it. Because it's impossible to get all of that flush residue from the out from your engine. Unless you're using the AMSOIL engine flush, they have one that is compatible to the AMSOIL oil, so it doesn't deteriorate the AMSOIL oil.
Okay. What about these machines that they hook up to flush your engine in an oil change?
Oh, that, those are good.
Those are good. Like, I guess this one called Autolife, I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Those are good. But don't put in, don't expect your oil to be good on the first go around.
Uh-huh.
So I would recommend putting in a new oil and changing the oil and filter the first 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm. After you do one of those engine flushes.
Right.
Another question related to all of this, and that is, if you're going to use something like an injector cleaner to put in your gas tank, I've heard that you shouldn't do that at right after an oil change, but probably better before an oil change. Is that correct?
Right, because a chemical will get into the oil and kill the oil.
Right, right. So if you're going to do clean your injectors, you should do it before you do an oil change.
Yeah, the best thing to do is put 2 to 3 gallons of ethanol in the gas, and that'll clean the injector.
Okay.
That'll clean it safely.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okay.
All right.
Aloha. Bye. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay?
So. I didn't know they had some kind of engine flush. I knew they had for the transmission.
Yeah. AMSOIL makes an engine and transmission flush all in one. But that's the only one that we recommend using because it's compatible with the AMSOIL oil. All the rest are not compatible with any oil.
So
it will destroy the oil.
So say you know you're doing an oil change and you just drain the oil and you don't flush it, so you're not completely getting rid of the old oil then?
Only a little bit is left back, but if you're using the good oils, like AMSOIL, you don't have to worry about the residue left over. Okay?
But the same is or isn't true for transmission? Isn't.
Oh, for the what?
For the transmission when you do a
okay, on the transmission flush, the transmissions take around, depending on the type of car, average around 8-9 quarts. The transmission flushing machine takes 16 quarts, so it really flushes out 100% of everything. On that one, you get 100% out. Okay, so.
So on the transmission, you should flush it out. Right, because you don't.
Oh yeah. Don't drain it out because you don't get all of it out. You should flush it. And for those of you that never service your transmission, the transmission shops love that kind of customers because they'll be back to put in a new transmission soon. And automatic transmissions lifespan
is around 80,000 miles. But if you flush it and use the AMSOIL synthetic trans oil, which is good for 100,000 miles, the transmissions will last and last and last. I've seen them go 300,000 miles. So it's a good value, okay? You have to look down the road, folks, not right in front of you. You got to see down the road what that oil or that battery or whatever is going to give you, okay? Like on the batteries, the Optima battery, depending where you buy it from, because they have different qualities, is great. Saves you gas, saves your alternator, saves your starter, whereas the other lower costing batteries eats up your alternator, starter, and gasoline. So which one you want to have? You want to have the one that will save you money. Get the one that saves you money. The other thing that really eats up your money is tire pressure. I keep saying this over and over and over, and people don't listen. The higher pressure, the max air pressure on the side of the tire, will give you way, way better gas mileage and longer, longer tire life. Your choice. Okay? Anyway.
We should go to a station break.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life? And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments. And I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. How are you doing?
Okay.
Anyway, I just want to let you know the holiday season is this year and this month, actually. And, you know, there's a lot of pedestrian access. You know, you talked about pedestrians. They have to look both ways and whatnot. Something happened to me this past Thursday when I was walking down Kuakini to Nuano at the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
This bicyclist was coming down Nuano, and he had the light, the green light. Car was making a left from Nuano to Kuakini and did not see the bicyclist. And the bicyclist ran into the car and, you know, had a thump, and he fell on the ground. Couldn't move or anything. He was just out of it. And you know, both people have watched what they're doing, but the driver's passenger came out and he told my friend that, hey, you know, they didn't see the bicyclist coming down. So, you know, it's like so quick that they didn't see him coming down so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Just instantaneously happened. And, you know, I'm vision impaired. I was with my mobility instructor. We were doing sleep shade walking with the cane and whatnot. And so we turned away from that because we're going to do a speed caution over that Nuwana Kuakini. So we went to Liliha, and my instructor said, I was waiting very patiently at the intersection to cross. He said, Don, how come you're not crossing? I said, well, I'm taking my time because I don't want to get a next casualty. You know, I want to make sure I got everything right. I'm lined up perfectly fine, listen to the traffic, and make my crossing, which is, you know, perfectly fine. But you know, he was wondering why I wasn't doing it, you know, more mm-hmm. quickly. I said, you know, I don't want to be another casualty like what happened to that bike down the other side of
mm-hmm.
Kuki and Nuwana. And then Friday, we went on an excursion. We took the bus 55 to Kaneohe Circle Island to Water Mall from Nuwana. And when we were coming back in Kaneohe by Kaiser Clinic in Kaneohe, there's a crosswalk over there. Pedestrian was walking in front of the city bus. And on the next lane, a car was coming speeding. And the bus driver beeped their horn and was waving her hands to the car outside, but also beeping the pedestrian not to cross. And the car on the left side just, you know, slammed his brakes, and it was like, eee! And I was waiting for the impact, you know, he hit something.
Mm-hmm.
Just missed it by inches. And, you know,
see?
That's a no-no. You know, you shouldn't yep. be crossing in front of a bus.
No.
No. Or any kind of big vehicle or anything.
But you see, people have that thinking in their mind yeah. where the lawmaker said they are right.
Yeah.
So they go for it.
Yeah. So you just got to be patient and wait for that big bus to leave and then wait for the next available.
People are not patient.
Yeah. And, you know, and that driver was going pretty fast. He was going like 45, you know, mm-hmm. 35. So that's pretty fast. And he just made it to stop just before he, you know, he went to the mm-hmm. Crosswalk. So, well, you know, just you pedestrians speak careful out there. And, you know, drivers too. But, you know, pedestrians look both ways and
they
common
won't.
Sense. Use common sense.
They won't.
Yeah. Okay, George, you have a good Christmas, huh?
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Eric from Haleiwa.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, George? Enjoying the show. I just had a comment on the rail. I'm not sure, you know, they have all these ideas to ease traffic, like rail, hot lane, elevated freeways, but it seems to be all aimed toward making more space on the freeway for cars. But you know what? If you go out and stand outside Sand Island and you see all these barges coming in with new cars on them,
mm-hmm.
I heard you say, so you take 1,000 off the street, yeah, majority of them are going to be staying home, but the way I was saying it is, take 1,000 cars off the street, 1,000 new cars are coming onto the island.
That's right.
It should be something to control that part.
Well, because of our constitution, we can't control that. It's something that the way we can control it is already on the law books. The law book says that any vehicle that is not registered will be impounded and towed off the road. And if you check with DMV, DMV knows exactly how many cars are on Oahu, because when they buy a new car, they have to register it, and the amount that's registered and paid is not the same amount. It's about 400,000 cars that are not registered and should be pulled off the road.
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, the HPD officers should, you know, have some kind of incentive to enforce it, because, you know, the law exists already, but the officers are not going to run and enforce it.
No.
You got to give them an incentive to enforce it. And, you know, I also had a comment on the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I think the caller, several callers before, had an awesome idea about having a kid grocery team.
Mm-hmm.
Ethanol, you know. I totally believe ethanol is like the best fuel we can ever have, but I'm not sure about the idea of using whatever precious land we have to grow food for fuel and not for, I mean, to grow crops for fuel and not for food.
Well, if you look at it this way, okay, one day the world will run out of oil, and it's soon. If it's not running out of oil, why the heck are they drilling for more oil? It's because it's running short. And the one in the Gulf that they blew up was junk oil. You cannot make fuel from that.
Right.
Only black oil can be made to fuel. And if you look at the news clips, that was brownish, orangey, yellow, and not black. So yeah, we are running out of fuel. And if we run out of fuel, how are we going to have electricity in Hawaii?
It's true.
We need something that will make electricity for Hawaii. And making ethanol from sugarcane, the bagasse, the leftovers, can be made to electricity.
Right.
So we will have electricity and fuel. Yes, we need food, but already over 90%. Is been brought in. We don't have any food that we have here in Hawaii, just very small.
Yeah.
And if you look at all that land in Kapolei and all that, long time ago, that used to be all sugarcane.
Right.
And the landowners couldn't make money on sugarcane, so they sold it off to make a development to homes.
Yeah, what a waste. Huh?
Yeah, and you know, the more we get rid of the ag land, the less chances we're going to have for fuel to survive for the people of Hawaii. So, it's like a catch-22. We got to do something.
Yeah, and better do it faster.
Yeah, soon. Because I would estimate 4 years that the world will be out of oil. And if I'm wrong, and we have ethanol, it won't hurt. But if I'm right, we're in deep trouble.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay, enjoying the show, George. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and... who's on the line?
We have Al from Honolulu.
Hi, Al.
Hey, George. I got one problem. I got a 2003 Ford truck, the Edge. Okay, no, the check engine light just came on. I'm trying to avoid taking them to a repair shop, but the truck is running.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can shut it off?
No. You need the scanner to turn it off.
So I gotta take them to the shop.
Mm-hmm. What kind of gas are you using?
I'm using the Shell, the 80, what is that, the 89.
Majority of the problems with cars having the check engine light is due to the gas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So which is the best gas?
Shell is your best gas, but
right.
Everybody in Hawaii, only in Hawaii now, okay, has to use the 92 because all the rest is below minimum. The 89 is actually 86.
Yeah. But of all that, being the price is going up.
It's yeah.
Expensive. Yeah, because I get a long drive every day to work.
Okay, if the price is going up and you're concerned about that, you're actually cheating yourself by using the cheaper gas.
Yeah.
Because you get way less gas mileage. About 3 gallons per tankful. So it's, you know, a lot of people only look at the face right in front of their face. You got to look down the road what that thing is going to give you. And if you add mothballs to the gas, you get even better gas mileage.
Mm-hmm. Or and your mothballs is what, 3 per gallon?
No, 5 or 6.
5 or 6 per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And, or if you put in ethanol, you get even better gas mileage.
Yeah, but where you get ethanol on this side?
We have.
Oh, yeah? At mm-hmm. your shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we per gallon, what you, how much?
It depends on the market price.
Oh,
that thing fluctuates like crazy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So what is one gallon cost?
About $8.
$8. So if you mix the gas, you bring it maybe you bring it up to 60% ethanol.
And what we've been recommending is about 2 gallons per tankful.
Oh, 2 gallons per tank. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what time are you open to?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock is Sunday too? No.
No.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. All right. So give us a call at 808-296-5467. For those of you listening on the mainland, you're very, very, very fortunate because you have ethanol at the pump. It's the E85. Actually, it's E60, folks. It's not 85%. Okay? Anyway, you can add that to your gasoline, like 2 to 3 gallons per tank, and fill it up with the gasoline. But on the mainland, the 87 is 87, so you can run the 87. But here in Hawaii, no. The state allowed the oil companies to lower the octane 3 numbers. So 87 would be 84, 89 would be 86, and the 92 would be 89. Okay? So, not fair, yeah? You should post it as is. If it's 84, then put 84 on the pump. Anyway, since when did the state ever, ever check the quality of the gas? They never did, folks. That's why we have what we have. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Mary from Honolulu.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, George. How many miles per gallon do you get on the ethanol?
It varies depending on the condition of your engine, your tire pressure, and all that. But on the average, about 8 to 10 miles per gallon more.
Oh.
It depends now on the car.
Uh-huh.
Some cars, if it's got a problem, it won't make it better. But all around, it does protect the engine and make it live longer.
Well, you said per gallon, right? 8 to 10 miles per gallon more?
Yeah.
Oh, that's plenty.
Yeah, depending on the car.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, when they put it in, the car has a lot more power. A lot more. Okay, maybe 100 horsepower more. So they like the horsepower, so they stomp on the gas and go faster and eat up the gas. But if you drive normal like you always do, you get 8 to 10 miles more per gallon.
Because the Chisora right now is 358 around.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said, what if you have 1/4 tank of gas and then you put the rest ethanol?
You can, but you may get a check engine light come on. The more ethanol you put in the car, the better the gas mileage. This guy that comes around to the shop, Steve Mix, he put in 100% into his 2002 Mustang, and going around the island and driving around, he only used up 1/4 tank of ethanol. On gasoline, he almost used 2 tanks. That's the difference. And he couldn't believe the difference until he tried it.
Because right now I have less than half a tank.
Mm-hmm. You can add 2 gallons.
Well, just 2 gallons?
Yeah.
Oh. And with that 2 gallons?
Tremendous, tremendous mileage gain.
8 to 10 miles more.
Yep.
Oh.
My son has an X3 BMW, and he picked up 150 miles more per tank.
Oh.
That's a lot.
So do you still have ethanol?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because it's alcohol, isn't it going to, in the sun like that, or Hawaii weather, isn't it going to, dissipate?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not like gasoline then?
No.
Oh, it stays in the tank longer.
Yeah. Ethanol is whiskey. Everybody says, oh, it evaporates. But you know when you drink whiskey or wine, the thing don't evaporate out of the cup, yeah?
Oh, no, I don't drink soda.
Yeah, well, if it evaporates like people say it does, you pour your whiskey or your wine, and in few minutes it'd be empty, gone. No, you don't do that. Okay? You got to try it. Okay.
I had another question, but
what's
forget
that?
Already. I forgot what it was. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
We have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Hi, George. Sorry about your friend, Al Cobo. Deep sympathy. You heard about Al Gore apologizing on his statement for ethanol. He made a statement on ethanol, but I didn't find out what his statement was about, but he apologized, though.
Yeah, you know, my advice for the people of America and Hawaii, don't listen to those politicians. Mm. They're all hot air, and they have no knowledge of what they're talking about.
Then Obama, with his moratorium for 7 years drilling for oil, more unemployment now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I heard about the new cars. They're going to build rear-end cameras for children playing in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea, I think.
It is, but then it's still, the driver has to look, yeah?
No, the camera. You look,
I know, but the driver has to look at the screen.
Yeah.
If they're not looking at a screen and yapping on the phone or something, they're not going to see them.
Mm.
Okay? They need to put sensors on the car so that when you're backing up and anything around the back, it'll beep.
And what is smart car? What kind of car is that, a smart car?
A kind that can
hybrid.
Read to you, and can drive home for you.
Yeah,
and
good, huh?
No, I don't trust a car. I drive myself. Okay? Anyway.
And this rail, what? The governor is in favor and the mayor is in favor of the rail.
Yeah, it's all the money under the table.
Because I think Linda, she was smart to hold back on this rail.
It's
you gotta give her credit.
It's because she wasn't getting paid. You pay them, they'll do it. Okay?
Yeah, okay, Nita. Good program.
Thank you.
Take care. Merry
Aloha.
Christmas.
Same to you.
Okay, off-air question.
I give an off-air answer.
No. What if somebody wants to buy ethanol from you, what do they need to bring?
They can bring a 2-gallon container, a 5-gallon container, but most people, because of the supply, bring at least 2 5-gallon containers and fill it up. That way they know they got a supply.
Okay. That's all they need to bring.
Mm-hmm. And money. Okay? Anyway, we're trying to educate everybody on how good ethanol is. And until you try it, folks, you don't really know. You cannot go by hearsay. A good example is if I sat here and told you that Charthouse has the best steaks in the world, how would you know? You got to go over to Charthouse and taste the steak, right? And once you taste it, you're convinced it's good. For real. Charthouse has good food. Go visit them. It's really nice. They've been there a long, long time. So patronize our local restaurants. Okay?
What kind of container you need to bring?
Gasoline container.
Okay. Must be gasoline container.
Yeah. Okay? So, anyway, again, our deepest condolences go out to Alvin Kubo and his family. This show was dedicated especially for Alvin Kubo. So have a fast and safe trip to heaven, Al. Aloha.
Program.